Richard Matthew, and this is the sixth weekly podcast produced by Chatterbox during the coronavirus crisis. This podcast is recorded on Thursday, April 30th, 2020, and uses material from the Eastern Daily Press from the past week. I'll be joined by Sue Rusko, and we'll be reading three tracks of news. Tim Peters will be reading a Keith Skipper piece from this week's EDP, and the final section will include some extra information for listeners to this podcast. But first, we have some information from Vision Norfolk. Mark at Vision Norfolk has alerted us that the RNIB are offering help and advice on many issues you may be facing, from social distancing to shopping. And details may be found on www.rnib.org.uk. Their helpline remains open on weekdays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or email helpline@rnib.org.uk. Also, there is further information and frequently asked questions from www.siteadvicefaq.org.uk. That's siteadvicefaq, all one word, .org.uk, with a wealth of helpful advice. In addition, do remember that Vision Norfolk is still there for you. Their phone lines are open, and you are encouraged to call them if you need any help at all. The number to call is 01603 573 000. That's 01603 573 000. Or you can email office@visionnorfolk.org.uk. They say although they're still at home, their dedicated team of community workers have made more than 1,500 welfare calls to clients so far. They're continuing to keep in touch with as many people as possible at this time to ensure they are safe and well, and to help them find access to essential local support. From accessing food, hot meals, as well as GP and prescription services, to registering clients on Norfolk County Council's vulnerable list, or just being there for those who are lonely and need a friendly chat. Now, let's go to news that has appeared over the last week. Much of it has been concerned with how people and businesses are coping with the lockdown. More businesses are finding ways to continue within the lockdown restrictions, and some people are finding novel ways to occupy their time. Chatterbox was also in the news with an article promoting our podcasts and explaining how we are producing them and recordings of Let's Talk, the Norfolk magazine, and Chatteround from our homes. I'll now pass you on to Sue, who will start with a collection of articles relating to how the health sector and the police are dealing with this pandemic.